This episode is going to be a little bit different. This episode is a little bit more unedited, off the cuff, speaking directly into the mic, laying on the spare bed of my mom's house. So this episode is definitely different than most all the other ones. And that's okay, because this is how things were this week. It was a totally different week from normal. And this is what this is all about. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. It is currently Sunday night on March 3rd. It is 9:30 p.m. in Austin, Texas. I am recording tonight from my mom's. I'm sitting in one of the spare rooms in my mom's house just north of Austin. Last week, I was in Atlanta doing a week-long work conference. It was our annual sales kickoff conference. So we had to spend Monday through Friday. Friday, we got to fly out, but essentially, okay, Monday through Thursday, we spent from 8 a.m. until like 11 p.m. midnight every night doing something related to the conference. By day three, I was so tired, I could barely stay awake during the day. But we pushed through, we did all of our workshops, presentations, keynote speakers, hands-on learnings. We took all of our meals and our breaks and did all of our nighttime evening socials and events that we had to do at night. And we got through it. We survived it. Another annual sales kickoff conference is done and dusted until next year. But rumor might have it that this might be my very last conference for this company, because this is the year I do plan to quit my 9-to-5 job, at least for now. But more on that later, because that will happen in the future. This week, I've been back in Austin and I've been working on a few things that I want to share for this week. One of the main things I want to make sure I do as I prepare to quit my job in the future is make sure all of my debts are cleared out. I know it's very annoying. I still have a little bit to pay off on my school loans. They've been put on hold for years because they were going to get forgiven through the forgiveness plan that was happening a year ago. Then that fell through and the loans didn't get forgiven. So now I'm just having to finish paying that off. Anyways, all this to say that this week I started working on my finances while I've been home in Austin. So organized all the debts that I have, which is not much. I just have to finish paying off my school loans, which I can do immediately. I can pay it off at once. So there's no issue there. I also was working on my retirement plan, because living in Dubai, you get a lot of benefits and allowances and payments from your company for living in Dubai and being an expat. And there is a lot of financial perks, but there's one downside that took me a few years to realize. And that is that even though you work for an American company, when you live in Dubai and work out of the Dubai office, you do not get given a 401k plan, which would not have been the case if I was working for the same company in the US. I would have definitely been part of a 401k plan, but in Dubai, they don't have retirement plans. So I decided this year I would catch up on not paying into a retirement account the last several years. So I organized my Fidelity account, my funds, and My plan is to put in funds into my IRA accounts so that I can get a little bit caught up. So I need to put funds to last year's IRA account, which I have one more month left to do that. And then I'm going to put money into this year's IRA account and, you know, make sure that that money is being funneled into mutual funds and things like that. I don't pretend to be an expert in all these things. I actually have done a lot of YouTubing about IRA accounts and mutual funds and which one should I get and how to best manage them. Anyways, I'm not here to really explain that because even for myself, I'm still learning it. But I am here to say that working on my finances has been a big priority for me while being back in Austin this week. So that's something that is in the works. And I am more than happy to continue to share what I'm learning through any of the steps that I'm going through right now. The other thing I did this week while I've been home is work on a few things for my Amazon side hustle, which has been the main thing that I've been working on for the last year. So now I'm at the stage where I have taken my product photos a few weeks back. The photographer gave me the final edits of the specific photos that I needed. I got those edits a few days ago, finally, and I sent those updated product photos to now a graphic designer. So I hired a graphic designer on Fiverr a couple of days ago that will turn the product images into things like infographics and product images that are suited for the Amazon e-commerce storefront. So now that graphic designer is working on creating 10 product listing images that will be the actual images visible on my Amazon listing. Probably in the next week or two, I will be able to finish my Amazon listing and we will be shipping the beach bags over to Amazon. This is under the assumption that I can finish repackaging all my beach bags when I'm back in Dubai. I still have 10 more boxes worth of beach bags, which means it's about 140 beach bags left to individually repackage, which surprisingly has taken me so much time. But if I can just finish repackaging 140 more beach bags, I will then be able to finally send these beach bags to the Amazon warehouse and then start the process of listing my beach bags, which will be a whole thing on its own that I will have to learn and explain as I do it. So back to the freelancer, I have sent him all the product images and he's in the process of converting it and working it into Amazon specific images and, you know, designing infographics around the features of the bag and things like that. So yes, that will be hopefully ready in the next week. So fingers crossed, they turn out really well. We don't have too many revisions and yeah, we will be able to start using them quickly. Another thing that happened this week while I've been in Austin is my mom and I went to a network type of event weekend thing. We spent a couple of days in San Antonio, which is like an hour and a half south of Austin, to do this entrepreneurial networking event. And I would say it was an eye-opening event for me. It's the first time I've been to an event that has been focused solely on entrepreneurship, which was nice. And it was great meeting other people in the same space that I want to get into. So it was nice and eye-opening hearing their stories. And it definitely felt validating that what I'm doing and the journey that I've been taking the last year, that it is the path that I'm supposed to be on. It just felt really nice and affirming that other people have gone through this and I'm not alone in trying to carve my own path in this entrepreneurial space. Now, tonight is actually the night before I fly back to Dubai. So tomorrow I begin the long journey back to Dubai. I'll be flying from Austin to Houston. My flight takes off in Austin at 2 p.m. and I'll land in Houston about 3 p.m. And then my flight to Dubai is around 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. So off to Dubai I go. It is definitely an interesting feeling going back to Dubai this time. It is starting to hit me that I'm about to hit my 8-year anniversary in Dubai. Yeah, March 7th, 2016 was when I landed in Dubai to start my life there from Austin. And so, yeah, I can't not believe that it's been 8 years, 8 years of living in Dubai. I definitely did not know I would be living in Dubai this long at all. It was only meant to be a 2, maybe 3-year adventure, and it has more than doubled that amount of time. So yeah, it's just, I have some weird mixed feelings actually, because it's weird being in Dubai for so long now. And I don't know what the future holds. Who knows if I will be in Dubai still this time next year? Yeah, I think there's going to be a few things that start to pan out in the next couple months. So we'll see how life goes. Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to get ready for bed now. Tomorrow, I have to start the journey of going back to Dubai. So I will check back tomorrow. I'm currently sitting in the Houston airport at the gate with everybody else that's supposed to get on this flight back to Dubai. Apparently the flight that we're getting on arrived late, so it delayed them turning the flight over for it to go back to Dubai. So I'm just sitting in a line with everybody else that's getting on this massive flight. And yeah, I think everybody's getting restless, ready to board the flight. We finally boarded. Finally. So I am about to head back to Dubai. It's kind of surreal. I don't know why. This time just feels really different going back to Dubai.
Would all ground personnel please leave this aircraft?
Home in Dubai after a long, long, long day's worth of travel. It is almost midnight. It's 11:45 and I got home a couple hours ago. And yeah, it feels good to be home, laying in my bed. I'm currently already in bed. I'm gonna try to get some sleep even though I slept most of the entire flight. I'm gonna try to sleep now. I took sleeping pills so I can try to sleep properly now and not be waking up throughout the night because it should feel like daytime right now. I'm already yawning, so hopefully I can sleep through the night and not wake up at the crack of dawn, or at least not wake up at like 3 a.m. like I usually do. Fingers crossed. It'll be a full night's worth of rest. And tomorrow is Wednesday. And I immediately have to jump back to all the work stuff again tomorrow, which I'm not really looking forward to immediately jumping back into work, but I guess it is what it is. I was so happy to come back home to my boys, my husky rescue dogs that I haven't seen in like 2.5 weeks, and it was really nice coming back home to them. I missed them so much while I was gone. But they were well taken care of, and I'm really happy that everything was okay while I was away. And yeah, now they're back with me, and I could not be happier. All right, I'm gonna try to get some sleep. Good night. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.